I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is Quiet Time Coaching, podcasts dedicated to helping us to have the most authentic and intimate and satisfying walk with God that we possibly can. And today our topic is how to pray with confidence. How to pray with confidence, and we're looking at Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 22, because we want to come into the presence of God without inappropriate fear. Certainly, reverence and awe are good things, but sometimes we're overtaken by fear rather than a sense of confidence. Would you like to pray with more confidence? I'm confident God wants us near him, otherwise why on earth would he have sent Jesus? Yet, even so, why is it that I and so many of my friends lack confidence in approaching God, or even perhaps when we're in the act of praying, that we suffer from a debilitating doubt? So today, let's have a look at Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 22, and look at three tips. There could be more, but at least three, to help us to pray with confidence. Let me tell you a story about a time when I lived in Manchester in the 1990s. Well, Manchester United were the supreme football team at the time, and Eric Cantona was the king, a supremely gifted player. I was in awe of him, and I occasionally prayed for him and wondered if I or another member of our church in Manchester might have the chance to invite him to a service. Well, my daughter was learning the piano, and we needed a metronome. So my son and I went on an errand to a music store in the centre of Manchester to buy one, and we wandered upstairs, and there, to my surprise, there was Cantona. Just Cantona with two of his friends, me and my son, the top floor of the music store. He was trying some trumpets, I think they were, or perhaps there were bugles. I bought the metronome and went outside to wait. I seemed to be out there for hours. It was probably just a few minutes before he came out. And almost choked with nerves, I managed to stammer, "Hello?" And he and his rather large friends, who looked like minders, turned towards me. I felt like a worm in the presence of a hungry hawk. Stammering, I gave him a church card, invited him along to one of our services, asked him if he would come. He looked at me and he said, "No." He was perfectly polite, but didn't show a glimmer of interest or engagement. And I left the scene with mixed feelings. I was exhilarated to have met him. I can say I met Eric Cantona. I spoke to him. But emotionally, I was exhausted. Why? Because of that sense of being in the presence of greatness. I was intimidated and excited. You see, certain people do scare us. They leave us dry-mouthed and tongue-tied. With some, it's an overwhelming respect. With others, perhaps just downright fear. Let's think about God for a moment. Neither soberness regarding our sin nor recognition of God's utter righteousness are meant to be barriers. In fact, the gulf between us and God is something that he bridged in Jesus. So what does this mean for our times of prayer? Well, according to Hebrews 10, we have an answer. Let's look at our passage. "Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence," there's the word, "to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain," that is, his body, "and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water." Well, how does this passage help us? I believe it can give us complete confidence in coming to God in prayer, because our confidence in prayer is built on what God has done in Jesus. I mean, it depends on God, not on us. The word confidence is very important in Hebrews. You might like to look up the other references in chapter 3, verse 6, 4, verse 16, and 10, verse 35, as well as this one. We don't ever have to lack confidence for at least three reasons from this passage. Firstly, the price of entry to the presence of God was the body of Christ, his body. Therefore, we adore, we worship, we offer thanksgiving, as it says in Ephesians 3:12, "In him and through faith in him we may approach God with freedom and confidence." In him, through faith in him, through what Christ has done on the cross, the body of Christ. If God is willing to pay that high a price for our company, then you can be sure he wants you near him, He wants you near him. Maybe you need to recite that to yourself in your prayers. He wants me here. He wants me near him. Secondly, there is no longer any barrier. The barrier no longer exists. Mark 15:38. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The veil is gone. The ultimate barrier is torn to shreds. We have nothing standing between us and our loving Father. There's another thing to recite. Nothing stands between me and my Father. Nothing stands between me and you, God. So, the price of entry is the body of Christ. The barrier no longer exists. And thirdly, one baptism is enough. Now, you might ask, what has baptism got to do with this passage? It's not mentioned, but follow through with me here. Old covenant priests were subject to frequent washings, but because of what Jesus has done, one immersion is enough. The bodily cleansing mentioned in Hebrews 10 is initiatory. It's in the Greek perfect tense, and therefore, in the context and to the understanding of the people reading this letter, it referred to baptism. Perhaps some of the Jewish Christians he's writing to still had an idea that more washings were needed to stay clean. But if you've been baptized, you don't need anything extra. So we have confidence in approaching God because of the body of Christ, because the barrier no longer exists, and because one baptism is enough. So our confidence can be restored. If you know and have accepted what Jesus has done for you, if you trust that the veil no longer exists, if you have participated in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, Acts 2 and Romans 6, then you have nothing to fear. Go to God in prayer. He's waiting and he's interested. So just as we close, one question. What helps you to pray with confidence? What gives you that sense of confidence? When you're at your best in your confidence before God, what helps you to have that confidence? Could you please comment? I'd like to know. It would help me. And I know that others who listen to these would also value your insights. Your insight is important, not just somebody vaguely out there, but yours. We're interested. I'm interested. And so are lots of other people. So please share your ideas. We need each other's advice. Leave a comment here so we can all learn and grow. And could you do me one favor? Pass this on to one other person you think could benefit or might be interested in what we've been talking about today. Pass it on to one person so we can spread the word and more people can find out about it. Well, that's it for today. But until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.